Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Over the course of the pandemic, case numbers have fallen as weather gets warmer. But right now, Michigan is seeing a sharp rise despite the spring weather. What could be next?
Right now, where we are today, May 12th, absolutely would recommend masking in public indoor places.
Are masks coming back? Should they? And what would renewed COVID restrictions mean for business? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. The coronavirus pandemic has stretched into its third year, but it does seem like we've been on the way to finally turning the corner. Most restrictions have dropped, right? But all of a sudden, the numbers are back up. Here, let me just flip on WWJ for the latest numbers.
The numbers are up across the board from last week. The weekly COVID-19 confirmed and probable cases for the week are 27,705. That's a daily average of around 3,958, an increase of more than 1,200 from a week ago. COVID-19 deaths are 76 for the week, up from 62 last week, and 873 adults are in the hospital with suspected or confirmed COVID-19. That's up from 708 last week.
That is WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights. And as numbers continue to rise, the United States has marked a somber milestone. 1 million Americans have died from complications related to COVID-19. That's a number that's hard to comprehend for Dr. Matthew Sims. He's the director of infectious diseases at Beaumont.
It's kind of incredible when you think about it and what that really represents. It's like an entire city was just wiped off the face of the earth. It's not just about 1 million people died. It's 1 million people sort of scattered throughout the population. It's parents and grandparents and kids occasionally, and part of the estimates is something like there's 200,000 young kids out there who've lost one or more parents. The exact number of people who were orphaned by this, where they lost both parents, we don't know, but it's not insignificant. I remember when this started and they were saying, if we don't get this under control, we could have 200,000 deaths, 300,000, and now we've hit 1 million. It's kind of staggering.
With numbers usually dropping in the warmer weather, why are we seeing these increased numbers? Dr. Sims, the infectious disease expert, he's the one to ask.
There's, I think, a lot of reasons for that. Some of it has to do with masking really isn't happening at all anymore. Some of it has to do with variant changes, probably outside the U.S., where some of the newer subvariants have been confirmed, like in South Africa, where Omicron started. Now they're getting a wave of two other subvariants, BA4 and BA5, which looks like even if you've been infected with Omicron before, you don't have great protection.
Earlier we heard the M word, masks. Should we go back to masking up? The next voice you'll hear is that of Dr. Anu Malani. He leads the COVID-19 response team for Trinity Health Michigan.
Right now, where we are today, May 12th, absolutely would recommend masking in public indoor places. We know that masking is effective, especially now. I mean, there will come a time where we will not have to mask indoors. Secondly, I think it's important to be up to date on your COVID vaccines. If you're eligible for a booster, I would definitely recommend that. You know, the large majority of the population are at least eligible for a booster or a third dose. And then finally, if you are in a group that you may have risk for severe illness, there are lots of oral therapeutics that are now available. Specifically, Paxlovid is our go-to therapy, and I would strongly recommend talking to your doctor if you are at risk for severe illness.
Dr. Sims from Beaumont says he knows people want to get back to normal, whatever that means, but he agrees with Dr. Malani on the benefits of masking.
Everybody's trying to live as normal a life as possible, and I don't disagree with that. But caution is certainly indicated. That's the important thing. And so especially now, if you're going to mask, right? So before, when everybody had to mask, wearing a surgical mask was probably okay because everybody was masking. If two people are in a room and only one of them is wearing a surgical mask, the other one is still potentially spraying out COVID, the mask that the person's wearing is not really designed to protect them. It's designed to protect the person in front of them. So surgical masks really depend for their functionality on everybody wearing them.
So now the question becomes, will the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services issue more guidelines? I asked them that question directly and was given a weeks-old statement that basically left the possibility of more restrictions on the table, but showed no indications anywhere returning anytime soon. But that doesn't mean local business owners like Kevin DeGrood from North Center Brewing Company in Northville are not thinking about it.
We rewind to a year ago, we're better prepared to handle that than we were at that time. From my perspective, if we have to rewind to any semblance of what we were doing before, I'm not as concerned about it as I was last year. There's a possibility that this stuff comes back at some magnitude. We know how to talk to people about it, who to pick your battles with. As a person that just wants to serve delicious beer and food to people, I try to avoid the political discussions at all costs. I mean, it puts us in an awkward position, but like I said, we're a lot more prepared for that conversation. So I'm not as concerned as I was last year when we just didn't know.
The positivity rate right now and the vaccination rate combined would have triggered restrictions in the past. But Dr. Malani says the healthcare system is in a much better place today.
We've definitely seen a rapid increase in hospitalizations. But I would say the good news is we have not seen a correlation with patients that are in the ICU and that are requiring ventilators. So it's really another stage of the pandemic. We're definitely seeing an increase in cases, increase in hospitalizations, but patients that are hospitalized are less severely ill. And this is really due to larger immunity, better therapeutics, a large amount of the population having had vaccines.
We're not seeing a new wave yet with the increases in COVID cases here in Michigan. That said, vaccines are out, yes, and summer is on the way, yes, but Dr. Malani says we are not out of the woods.
I would expect another surge at some time. I think what we have going for us right now in Michigan is the weather is warming up. You know, we're able to do, you know, there's graduation season is coming. You know, we're able to do a lot of those things outside, which is great news. You know, the risk of being outside is much lower and it's going to be much safer. But I think many of us are concerned about long-lasting immunity, the need to get boosters, and how frequent do the boosters need to occur. And, you know, what things may look like in the fall. I think, you know, if you look at the modeling and projections for Michigan, while it's always very difficult to do, but based on what we're seeing, you know, we still probably have a few weeks of increased activity ahead of us. And then hopefully, you know, we'll be in for a much better summer.
Because things have been so uncertain over the course of the pandemic, using the past to predict the future has become very difficult. Businesses can't go back and say, well, this is what we did last year. That doesn't matter anymore. Kevin, our brewery-owning friend, says the unknown is a brutal place to be.
That's probably the main problem we're facing right now is just not knowing what that means. To really hit your potential of growth when people really want to get out there. Now, this week has been pretty much indicative of what we think we're going to have. The nice weather, it hasn't rained in many days, so exercising your patio. But what that also means is you're dealing with growth concerns. You know, do you have the right amount of staff? Same problem that a business has always had in the restaurant industry is you have too many people and it's a slow night and you let people go. It's always a challenge of properly staffing. we have been lucky where we've been able to pretty much avoid the staffing concern. We have good retention rates, and we've been able to add some headcount this year to get ready for this summer.
As it turns out, though, the coronavirus is not top of mind for people like Kevin. That's not to say he's not thinking about it. We know that he is. He told me he's got a bigger problem, and I am sure you can guess what it is. What's more concerning to you right now, the possibility of COVID restrictions or the reality of inflation and other things like that?
The reality of inflation. That's the problem that doesn't really look like it has an answer in the very short term. This rate of inflation and costs is unprecedented. We use that word how many times during the initial phases of the pandemic? Unprecedented. Well, this inflation rate is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like it in the food industry in however many decades. Other industries have seen shortages. You know, you think of the 70s and gas shortages, fuel shortages and stuff like that. So it's not new to human history. It's just right now the current problem is food costs. It really is. And it's making the foods that people have always thought were the value items, wings, French fries, fryer, bar food, those are really expensive right now.
Since the pandemic began, we've been so eager to put it to bed, and for good reason. It has been a devastating couple of years. That's true in terms of loss of life, most importantly, but also the addition of so many unknowns for business owners, too. Now the question is, if this summer is going to be normal, is my business ready for it? Huge thank yous all around to Dr. Matthew Sims and Dr. Anu Malani, along with Kevin DeGrood. For the very latest on COVID-19, head straight to WWJNewsRadio.com. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.